We have Brian Kronk here. Is this the Money Man?
That's Money Talk music right there. That's
Money Talk music right there.
Right on.
Brian Kronk is going to tell us a little bit about wealth creation. And can I be the expert for 1 second?
You go for it, Scott.
You got to start. If you don't start, there never will be the wealth creation. It'll be, you know, one version or another of paycheck to paycheck. Of really saying, I'll do it later. I'll do it down the road. You got to start. Is that okay advice?
Boy, that is good. You're absolutely right. People often say, when is the best time to start? Right away. As soon as you have a bit of money, let's start putting that to work. And what is a bit of money? Anything. I don't care what it is. Start making that a habit in your life.
All right, so we're going to talk about that today. We're also going to talk a little bit about the market. Did you ever think you'd see 30,202.49 on the screen? You did.
Well, I did.
You predicted it even.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's a good thing. Before we do that, I've got a bank of calls here that have been waiting for a while. I want to go through quick. We have an A or B question out today. Fire in the belly to keep up the fight on this election, or time to stand down and fight another day? A or B? That's the question. Sue and Mandan, what's your vote?
Absolutely A.
Absolutely.
That caller before who said Trump should just stand down and say, well, the election's over, you got what you wanted. No, we did not get what we wanted. Millions of us voted for Trump and they stole it. So this is the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia in 1917. This is the demise of Venezuela. This is not just another election. This is a turnover to real communism.
All right. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. Just quick ABs, if you would, so we can get the counts here, but I appreciate it. Then we'll get back to more of this conversation after we're done with Money Talk today. James and Cavalier, what's your vote?
I think it should be the swamp is won. I'd say B. He comes back and fights like MacArthur, and he can take back the country like MacArthur took back the Philippines.
All right. I like it. Leroy Cyrus, Minnesota. So he's sort of doing a little of both almost there. I have to put a half a mark on each A and B. Leroy and Cyrus, go ahead.
Definitely A.
Definitely A. I like the confidence. Leroy, I like the confidence. Way to do it. How about Richard in Jamestown? What's your vote? Are you there, Richard? Richard, we're talking to you.
All right. Hello.
A or B, Richard?
A. Definitely A.
Definitely A. Don't you love the confidence of people?
Yes.
I love it.
I love it. It's not just, put me down for A. It's definitely A.
Yeah.
All right, Richard, thank you very much. And more of your votes and a few more of your comments when we come up. In all seriousness, Brian, it's a time unlike I've experienced in 56 years on this earth, politically speaking.
It's crazy.
And, first of all, Donald Trump being elected at all was, momentous. Not of government, not of politics, never run for anything before, and then all the things that were tried against him, and now the effort on the election. What impact do you see that having on the market?
It is amazing to watch the resiliency of the market. It's actually doing fine in spite of all this commotion. And, about a month before the election, I started noticing a shift. We were seeing money move out of some of those Trump economy stocks more into some of the, what we'll call the Biden economy stocks or the traditional swamp economy stocks. And you could just see that in just how money was moving into some of more of the green energy, solar, wind, some of those kinds of things. There's a lot of rotation happening beneath the surface. But what's amazing is Wall Street or even just investors in general haven't thrown in the towel and say, hey, this is the end of the world. From an investing standpoint, they're actually still pushing stocks higher. They're still buying stocks. We still have great companies with earnings. It's just different companies. I think it'll be important to watch as all these regulations that Trump removed come back on to a lot of these companies. That's going to put a burden on them. And so you're going to start to see that squeeze on earnings and things like that. So let's see what happens 6 months down the road, a year down the road. But so far, things are still looking pretty good.
And you think if, for instance, a few courts got involved here, the processing the Electoral College on January 6th says, I object, and, the evidence is debated, and we say, well, Biden didn't win, and you have the establishment sort of upended, does that scare the market?
I hate making predictions like that, but I think that does scare the market. The market hates anything that is out of the blue or out of left field or just unexpected. And so when you start thinking about that, that would be really a surprise. That would be unexpected. And that's not what Wall Street has been lining up behind. So I have to kind of look at where's the big money. The big money started moving toward a Joe Biden presidency and that type of an economy well before the election. And so if all of a sudden they saw a chink in that plan, so to speak, and now something's thrown out or there's uncertainty there, guess what? They've got to start unwinding that, and that's the kind of thing that could easily spin the market into some sort of a tailspin.
Interesting. All right, so let's talk a little bit about wealth creation. And folks, I want you to maybe, in a way you haven't ever before, try to lean into this conversation a little bit and just think about your future. Because I did this, you know, I poured every cent that I had, 401ks and everything else, my wife and I both did, into the radio business. You know, it was to buy a radio station and to get this started because we believe strongly in, you know, what we put on the radio and we wanted to get that out there, right? So we put our whole life into that. But there comes a point where, okay, now the radio stations are doing good and things are kind of plugging along, but you go, you have no nest egg, you have no retirement, you have no plan. And so I go to, you know, Brian one day, just kind of a little sheepishly, and say, you know, hey, I haven't done this very well. And he says, you're like a lot of entrepreneurs, but let's start now and let's go. And the comfort that you get from that, the peace that you get from that, the motivation to get behind the strategy is really amazing. And, you know, if you feel like I'm not real well-versed in it or whatever, they take care of all that. You don't have to be. So really encourage you to do that. And so today we're going to go back to the fundamentals a little bit and talk about wealth creation. You're going to take us to class today, aren't you?
Right on. This is a remedial investment class.
Yes. What is a stock, Mr. Teacher? What is a stock?
Well, and that's just it, you know, and you say we're going to create wealth. That is the key. So how do we do that? And really, a stock, what is that? You know, you hear us talk about that all the time, and everybody just makes assumptions, but a stock is literally you have ownership in a company that's out there, a publicly traded company. And the key to creating wealth and growing wealth is all about ownership. I want you to own things. So if you don't own a radio station, maybe we can own a piece of a company that owns radio stations or something like that. So a stock is ownership in these various corporations, and ownership equals growth. I always talk about that versus, say, loanership. So when we think about loanership, what is a bond is sort of that next question. You know, you always hear about stocks and bonds and they get sort of lumped together, but a bond is the opposite of a stock. A bond is loanership. We're lending our money to a corporation or to the U.S. government or some sort of entity, and they promise to pay that back. So I always use the example, if you're the little old lady who comes into my office and you've got $5 million in your purse and you say, hey, Sonny, I just don't want to lose this money. Well, guess what? That's easy. We're going to lend that money to somebody we trust, like, well, I don't know if we trust the U.S. government, but, you know, somebody like that, whether it's a Treasury bond or a North Dakota bond or something like that, they're going to pay us interest. And when it's all said and done, they're going to give us our principal back.
But I'm not going to earn a lot of money on that money.
Correct. That bond is going to pay you. Generally, historically, the bond pays you enough interest just to keep pace with inflation. So if we just took her purse and hid it in the corner and gave it back to her in 20 years, guess what? She still has $5 million $1 bills in there, but she can't buy what she used to. Hopefully, if we've put that into bonds, that's at least kept her purchasing power the same. But she hasn't grown it at all. For growth, we need ownership. Ownership in a radio station, ownership in, you know, TJ Maxx or something.
How do you decide whether radio or TJ Maxx is the way to go?
Well, and that's where we come in. So at Collins & Kronk, we spend an awful lot of time doing research. You need to have a professional. We are professional portfolio managers. That's what we do. So we spend our time doing research, building portfolios on behalf of our clients, and then we put in the highest quality stocks. So that's what we're looking for. If you're going to own companies and the world is at your disposal, you want to own the very best companies that are available to you. And so we spend an awful lot of time trying to figure out who is the best company in every category, and then we build portfolios like that and manage them for our clients.
Brian Kronk of Collins & Kronk with us today on What's on Your Mind. When we come back, we're going to continue at school and talk a little about mutual funds. Also want to talk a little bit about the market and where we're sitting right now as well. So all that continuing. Money Talk, the money man. Brian Kronk is here from Collins & Kronk. How do folks reach you, by the way, before we get too far into things? We should probably tell folks if they want to learn more about all of this, where they can chit-chat with you, Brian, and Jeff and the team at Collins & Kronk.
Yes, you can always reach our team. We're at 235-0119. That's area code 701-235-0119. We're right in downtown Fargo.
And, you know, the one thing that really helps these guys stand out is they're money managers. They are the money managers. That's what they're doing. That's what they're trained to do. That's where their expertise is. Brian, I don't know how many different groups he speak in front of every year. Major, major funds.
Right.
You know, taking care of the teachers, taking care of the law enforcement folks, just making sure that their retirements are sound. So your expertise is called on a lot, and this is an opportunity for all of us to have that as well.
Absolutely. I've been, you know, predecessor firms and so forth. I've been managing money and trained to do institutional portfolio management for over 25 years now.
So this is, I mean, the bulk of the clients at Collins and Kronk are creating private fund or portfolio, you know, packages and managing it for them, and that's what they do. I promised to do a little one-on-one since we were going to class on stocks and bonds. Mutual fund. You always hear about mutual funds. Everybody's got a favorite. What about mutual funds? What is it?
Yeah, I know that's a good question, too. It comes up a lot. So we're talking about growth by ownership or owning equities or what the difference is between a stock or a bond. And then you hear that mutual fund word get thrown out there a few times. And I always say, you know, before we just define it, you know, let's back up and talk about risk just a little bit. So I said, what kind of stocks do you want to own? You want to own the highest quality companies you can find. And we've got very special ways that we define that. And I'm glad to talk to people about that. But what if you can only buy one company? Well, how much money do you have to invest? Guess what? If you just buy one company and you got that wrong, you've got a lot of risk in that one company. We want you to have several companies. We want you to be diversified. And so when you think about risk, one of the biggest risks that people will make is they put all their eggs in one basket. And so diversification allows a way around that. We should have a portfolio. And when we design portfolios for our clients, we've got several stocks. We might have 20 or 25 various companies from different sectors of the economy in there. So if somebody can't afford or doesn't have enough money to put, you know, a complete diversified portfolio, that's where mutual funds come in. So years ago, there was none of these private portfolios or things like this. Either you had enough money to put a stock portfolio together or you didn't. And so finally a company, MFS out of Massachusetts, came out and designed this thing where you and I and our neighbor could all pool our money together. If each of us could only afford one stock, if we all pooled it together, guess what? Now we can buy several stocks. We can now have a diversified portfolio. And so that's exactly what a mutual fund is. It's mutual. It's all of us pooling our money together so that we can buy a basket or a whole, you know, array of stocks, or sometimes it's bonds. And so when you look at a mutual fund, that's what it is. It's a way for us to diversify that risk by all pooling our money together and having one giant basket of stocks together.
Wow. How would you know which one to invest in?
Well, and that's a good question. There is as many different mutual funds out there as there are stocks. So again, we spend a lot of time researching who are the good mutual fund managers, who are the good companies. And so we put that together for our clients. So we've got clients who come in where maybe a stock portfolio that we manage isn't appropriate for them, or they need even further diversification. So we spend time building mutual fund portfolios. And so we'll go out and recommend what specific fund to be in. And then more importantly, a lot of people will buy a fund and then they just kind of forget about it. They might have actually gotten some good advice and gotten into a good fund, but guess what? Things change. Mutual fund manager might leave and go to another company, or maybe they retire. The economy changes and value that was in style isn't in style anymore. Now we're in a growth economy. And so we monitor that stuff for our clients. And when it's time to make a change, we'll help them make that change into the new and more appropriate fund.
I want to ask you a little bit about the market here as well today. Watching it sit at 30,175 here. Oil at 50 or just under 50. Brent and WTI, man, although you predicted it, right? I mean, you saw this, and you've also made a career out of doing just exactly that. So is this just the kind of trajectory we're on? Wait for 40 now? That's next or what?
Yeah, and that's one of those things. The people back, you know, this is a while ago, I had said, we're going to see, you know, Dow 30,000. And I even said at that time, we're going to see Dow 40,000, you know, not too long afterwards. And I'd say right now, we're going to probably see that within the next 5 years, Dow 40,000, probably sooner than that even. And how can that be? Well, if you just look at the normal trajectory, so you called it right, Scott, and say, what are we looking at? The market tends to just grow at a consistent pace. We have ebbs and flows, but I always say, if you could sit at a blackjack table and you knew that you were going to win 2 out of every 3 hands, would you ever leave that table? And that's sort of the trajectory that we have in the market. You can sit there, and if you can weather the storms and you know what's going on, most of the time you're going to see this upward trajectory. The problem is sometimes it goes down, and you got to be ready to handle that.
That's why you need a pro. And they do make all of this simple and easy for clients. They're taking care of all of this. What's the right decision? What's the way to go? Have a plan, right?
Absolutely. You need a plan and a strategy that works.
RaymondJames.com/Collins and Kronk. One way to reach them, and encourage you to do that. Do a little research on your own. Do good work. 701-235-0119.